Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 220 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Don Acres. We'll begin by remembering the truth of what we are, and from this space of knowing, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the body and quiet the mind, allowing ourselves to relax into our seats, getting comfortable. Allowing the stress of the day to simply melt away as we take a few deep breaths. Noticing where our attention is. Allowing us to turn inward. What am I experiencing in this moment, right now? Being completely engaged in the current moment. What body sensations are there? Noticing them, not following them or changing them or trying to fix them, simply noticing them. And what thoughts are there? Again, just noticing, not following or adding on to, noticing. And what mood or emotion are there? just noticing, not judging. Not seeking anything different. Noticing in all of this, you are aware of them. You aren't them, you are simply aware of them. And let them all be there, just as they are. And if you're having trouble letting them be there just as they are, notice that is just a thought of resistance. It's not anything but a thought. It's no different from, or special, or more meaningful. It's simply another thought, and let it just be there, just as it is. For these next few minutes, we practice not wanting to think about anything. For these next few moments, there's no room for thought. if thoughts come up. And you are distracted by them. Notice that you're aware of them. Notice that for some reason you want to have thought, if you're following it. And if you're following it, simply notice you're following it. Have the willingness to let it be there just as it is. If you're aware of the thought and you're not the thought, you can choose to let the thought be there just as it is, remaining before the thought, before the body, before the emotions, the mood, all of these thoughts. If you are the one aware, of all that, and you're not that, then rest as the one aware of being aware. Rest in the beingness of simply being. if thoughts come up. And you are distracted by them. Notice that you're aware of them. Notice that for some reason you want to have thought, if you're following it. And if you're following it, simply notice you're following it. Have the willingness to let it be there just as it is. If you're aware of the thought and you're not the thought, you can choose to let the thought be there just as it is, remaining before the thought, before the body, before the emotions, the mood, all of these thoughts. if you are the one aware. Of all that, and you're not that, then rest as the one aware of being aware. Rest in the beingness of simply being. Thank you. Your mind is designed to distract you, to make you think and look away from what is. This is why the mind is the great storyteller. It is like an illusionist that uses stories to keep you from seeing what is true. Be aware of the illusionist's tricks. Look on them gently and without judgment, but do not forget what the tricks are for, and you will not be so willingly deceived by them. Given from our Holy Spirit. Your mind is designed to distract you, to make you think and look away from what is. This is why the mind is the great storyteller. It is like an illusionist that uses stories to keep you from seeing what is true. Be aware of the illusionist's tricks. Look on them gently and without judgment. But do not forget what the tricks are for, and you will not be so willingly deceived by them. Your mind is designed to distract you, to make you think and look away from what is. This is why the mind is the great storyteller. It is like an illusionist that uses stories to keep you from seeing what is true. Be aware of the illusionist's tricks. Look on them gently and without judgment, but do not forget what the tricks are for, and you will not be so willingly deceived by them. Your mind is designed to distract you, to make you think and look away from what is. This is why the mind is the great storyteller. It is like an illusionist that uses stories to keep you from seeing what is true. Be aware of the illusionist's tricks. Look on them gently and without judgment, but do not forget what the tricks are for, and you will not be so willingly deceived by them. Thank you. Thank you for joining for quote 220 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.